Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I'm trying to help you. Take my deodorant.
I don't want it.
106.5 The End.
It's time for another edition of Listener Court here on The Wake Up Call. This is where we ask you, Wake Up Call listeners, to be the jury. We present a problem and decide if the verdict is guilty or not guilty. In the courtroom this morning, we have Morgan and Daniel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Daniel and Morgan have been together for about 2 years, and then a few months back, Daniel bought Morgan a ring. Now, Daniel, you were telling us that you are engaged because it clearly was an engagement ring. But Morgan, you say that you guys are still dating because Daniel didn't actually propose. And you're saying that he needs to get a new ring and actually get down on one knee if you actually expect them to be engaged. Now, we need to find out, is Daniel guilty and needs to re-propose with a new ring, or is he not guilty and Morgan is being unrealistic? Gavin, you'll be representing Daniel. Katie, you'll be representing Morgan. Listener Court is now in session. I'd like to call Morgan to the stand. Katie, would you like to question your witness?
I certainly would, Your Honor. Thank you. Morgan, thank you for being here. You guys want to get married, isn't that correct, eventually?
Yes, that is correct.
And whenever you envisioned the day when Daniel would pop the question, can you describe what you pictured?
You know, it would be great if he would have taken me to our favorite restaurant or maybe to our favorite spot on the beach and, you know, had maybe some champagne, strawberries, something like that, made a speech, gotten down on one knee at the very least and asked me straight out, will you marry me? That's
and
all
instead,
I want. A question.
Instead, how did he do it?
He didn't. He bought me a ring. He gave me a ring. He never asked me to marry him. I had no idea the ring was an engagement ring.
Nothing further.
Thank you, Katie. Gavin?
What if there was no ring and he asked you the question? Is that a marriage proposal?
For some couples, but I had made it clear that I wanted a ring.
Yuck. No further questions.
All right. Thank you, Gavin. Morgan, you may step down. I'd like to call Daniel to the stand. Gavin, would you like to question your witness?
Sure would. How much did you spend on this ring?
$4,000.
Wow. Have you ever spent anywhere near that much for any other gift ever?
No.
And not only that, but this gift, this just casual gift for no reason whatsoever, wasn't a birthday, wasn't Christmas, that you just gave her, most expensive gift you ever gave her. Excuse me.
Get to your question, counselor.
Just happened to be a diamond ring. What else?
When she opened it, she said, oh my God, are you serious? And I said, yes, I am. And I thought, good, then we're done. We understand each other.
Right. I'm sure, were you nervous at the moment?
Yes, of course I was.
Of course. When I proposed to my wife, I had a whole speech in my head, and I'm sure I fumbled through half of what I had planned in my head. That's what happens to us fellas. No further questions.
Okay.
There was hardly any questions.
Excuse me.
Thank you for that trip down memory lane, counselor. We appreciate it.
Excuse you.
Excuse you. Order.
Excuse everybody.
Bailiff, give him a stern look.
Bailiff?
Katie,
hardly knew her.
Katie, you may question your witness.
Thank you. I would like to ask you a couple questions. First and foremost, have you ever given Morgan jewelry as a gift over the years?
Couple trinkets.
Okay, so the answer is yes. So it isn't outside of the realm of possibility that you would give her the gift of jewelry. Now, when you gave her those other quote-unquote trinkets, she did not assume that those were proposals. Am I correct?
None of those were a ring, and none of those were a diamond ring.
Am I correct?
No, you're wrong.
You know what? I don't like the back sass off this one, Your Honor. Just, I want the jury to know that.
Okay, it's been noted. Thank you.
Okay.
Bailiff!
Quickly, just a couple more questions. Now, the tradition is that an engagement ring is double your month's salary. Is $4,000 double your monthly salary?
Objection. This
excuse
is
me,
classist.
Your Honor. Excuse me.
I'll allow it.
I don't understand how this is pertinent.
Well, oh, how convenient. Nothing
yeah,
further.
She doesn't understand that word.
Hey, order, order. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Gavin. Daniel, you may step down. We're done with you. Thank you. At this time, I'm going to let Gavin and Katie present their closing arguments to the court. Katie, you may begin.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I think that we can all agree that Daniel was lazy. He was a poor communicator, and he really dashed Morgan's dreams against the rocks. For what? Because he was too, quote unquote, nervous to say just a few words like, will you marry me? What you guys should be ruling on is whether or not Morgan is ever going to marry this guy. But that's not where we're at. Nothing further.
All right. Thank you, Katie. Gavin?
There are many words in the English language. And do the words, will you marry me, have to be together for a marriage proposal to be official? Is that is what we are asking, plain and simple. The gift of a $4,000 diamond ring, a gift that far exceeds the economic boundaries of anything that came before it, and also happens to be the traditional symbol of an engagement, was presented by my client to his girlfriend, and just because the phrase, will you marry me, was absent, we now have to penalize him and say that this is not a proper engagement. I want to live in a world where that is not the way. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, counselors. We now leave the verdict up to the jury. This would be you, Wake Up Call listeners. You've heard both sides. Now text guilty or not guilty to 73389 and let us know, is Daniel guilty and needs to re-propose with a new ring, or is Daniel not guilty and Morgan is being unrealistic? Right now, grab your phone, text guilty or not guilty to 73389. We will play one song and come back with the verdict. Next, listener court on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.